Okay, Chevra, tonight's topic is whether there is a mitzvah to build a sukkah. The Torah says, "Basukkas teshvu shivas yamim." You should sit in the sukkah. The Pashto says that the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah, and presumably building a sukkah is a very nice ritual-type act to help you prepare for the mitzvah, but we would call that a hechsher mitzvah, something which is a preparatory act rather than an inherent mitzvah. That, I think, is what we would feel intuitively, and in fact, there are many of the greats in Judaism who feel that there's no mitzvah to build the sukkah. For example, the Rambam in the Tshuva Pe'er Hador, in Siman Nun Aleph, so the Rambam writes in the Pe'er Hador, he has a question, is the mitzvah shofar to hear the shofar or to blow the shofar? Maybe we could have given this chabura here. It's like the type of topic that we like to discuss. Is the mitzvah the tekiah, is the mitzvah the shemiah? So the Rambam says, everybody knows that the mitzvah is the shemiah, the mitzvah is to hear the shofar, and the tekiah is only a hechsher mitzvah. And he says, and it's exactly the same type of thing as building a sukkah. Building a sukkah is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. And, right, tekiah shofar, right, is the same as building a sukkah. That's the way the Rambam says it. And you get an impression that the Rambam says that there is really no mitzvah to build the sukkah. Nonetheless, it says in Shulchan Aruch in two different places that there is a mitzvah to build a sukkah. The Rama writes in the last Rama in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, Rama writes, Hamedaktikin maschilin miyad motzei Yom HaKippurim basiyas ha-sukkah kedei lotzeis mi mitzvah el mitzvah. No? The Medaktikim are like the super-duper Orthodox Jews. So what they do is that right after Yom HaKippurim, they want to do another mitzvah. You just spent the whole day of Yom HaKippurim, you're just like on mitzvah high, you want to do another mitzvah, what you do is you build a sukkah. No? That's what they do. Then the Rama quotes also in Siman Tafresh Chafei, in the first din in Hilchos Sukkah, that's mitzvah l'sakin ha-sukkah miyad l'achi Yom Kippur, the mitzvah b'liyodcha al yachmitzena. No? Now, it's interesting that the Rama quotes this halacha twice, both in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim and in Hilchos Sukkah. Right? It's also, you get an impression that the Rama holds, by the way, that building the sukkah itself is a mitzvah. If the only mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah, so presumably I should tell you that Motzei Yom Kippur, what you should do is something that's a full-fledged mitzvah, no? Every year in Yeshiva, Rav Shechter gives a shir, Motzei Yom Kippur, on Hilchos Sukkah. Right? He gave a shir last night, 9:45. Right? It's unbelievable. He's able to sit down, like, get right after Yom Kippur and knock off a shir for a good hour and a half. That's what he does. And that makes sense, no? That makes sense that the mitzvah is to learn Torah. So you should learn Torah after Yom HaKippurim. You should do some other activity that's a full-fledged mitzvah. Why is it that we're building a sukkah when the Chorah building a sukkah is not a full-fledged mitzvah? But the Rama seems to say it is. Okay. Now, why does the Rama say twice, both in Yom Kippur and in Sukkah, that there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah after Yom Kippur? So, the Mishnah Berurah has a comment that the Rama in Yom HaKippurim is saying that medaktikin are maschilin, that the medaktikin, it's only the super Orthodox Jews. In Hilchos Sukkah, it sounds like he's applying to everybody. Not only did the medaktikim, should the medaktikim build the sukkah after Yom Kippur, everyone should build the sukkah after Yom Kippur. Now, what the Mishnah Berurah explains is that ideally, after Yom Kippur, you should build the sukkah. Many people are a little bit tired after Yom Kippur, so at least start. L'chol hapachos, do something. And then, when should you finish the sukkah? I'll tell you when to finish. You should finish in the morning of today. Hey, the morning of the day after Yom Kippur, then you should finish your sukkah. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah understands it. The Aruch HaShulchan has a different take. The Aruch HaShulchan says that when it says that medaktikin are maschim and basiyas ha-sukkah, that means that they pull out their gemara, they pull out their shulchan aruch, and they start learning the halachas of how to build the sukkah. Right? Who remembers how to build the sukkah? It's been a whole year. Right? What's schach? It could be complicated, no? Not sure how complicated it could be. But the fact is, that maybe they just start ba'asiyas ha-sukkah, not they're actually building it, but they are learning about it. And then you should be misaki, you should do something right after Yom Kippur. Okay,
it's the opposite, that the medak and the more religious people are maschilin start after Yom Kippur. Yeah. Other people do it before, you know, like build, because doing it waiting till after Kippur is like too close. So other people build it, and then after Yom Kippur, they go and like.
They fix
lift
it.
Up the, yeah, they fix it.
They're misaking the
sukkah. It's already existing, and there's misaking.
Interesting. So this is a real question that some of the Acharonim have. You know, we in Shul did the Kiddush Levana after Yom Kippur, right? The same idea. You want to go from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. One could make an opposite argument. That's better to do Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur, because you want to chaparain as many mitzvahs as you can before Yom Kippur. You want to go into Yom Kippur with as good of a chance as you can have to have success in the celestial court, right? So that's a question. They quote from the Vilna Gaon. The Gro was not into delaying Kiddush Levana at all. The Gaon said that you should do Kiddush Levana the first possible moment. Every mitzvah, you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, do it right away. Now, if I have an opportunity to do sukkah, should I do sukkah right away, the earliest possible moment? Usually in halacha we assume that this is in a shloshim yom kodem hachag, no? By Hilchos Pesach, we pass, and if I leave my house 30 days before the yontiv, so my house is already becheskas baduk. Because if I'm moving out 30 days before yontiv, the assumption is that I'm already thinking about Pesach. Is there a din I'm supposed to be thinking about sukkahs 30 days before sukkahs? I could tell you as a rabbi, ain't no chance I'm thinking about Sukkot 30 days before Sukkot. No? Shabbat Shuvah, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. You ain't thinking about Sukkot. No way. Some of the Acharonim say in this Sefer, this is Rabbi Simon told me about this Sefer. It's very good. The Chaim Lachag. It's one of Rabbi Simon's friends. He's like a Satmar Jew. Chaim Kalman Gutman. he's a Satmar Yid who's a tremendous Baki. He has really good Svarim. Very good, Sam. So, he quotes a number of Acharonim who say maybe there's no din of Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag by Sukkot. Right, some of the Acharonim ask a kasha, how can the din of Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag is found in Shulchan Aruch, in where is in Tav Chav Tes, in Hilchos Pesach? How come it's not by the other Yomim Tovim? You know what I'll tell you? Well, maybe it doesn't apply before Shavuos, because what do you have to know about Shavuos? Say, how to make cheesecake. It's not that hard. Right? Not that I've ever tried, but it's not that hard, presumably. Sukkot! Could be there's no din. Because maybe the din of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Yemei HaRachamim, VaHaSlichos overcomes, it trumps, pardon the expression, the din of Shloshim Yom Kippur L'Chag for Sukkot. Now, and that could be why usually you should start mitzvahs earlier. Maybe we don't start the mitzvah sukkah before yontiv. So your argument that maybe you should build the sukkah before sukkahs and just be misaking it, just fix it after Yom Kippur, I don't know. I don't know if you should build the sukkah before sukkahs. It could depend on our shayla by Kiddush Levona, etc., but whether you want to chaperai mitzvahs beforehand, assuming that building a sukkah is a mitzvah, which is what we're discussing tonight. So far, so good? So is there a mitzvah to build a sukkah? The Rambam writes, no such mitzvah. There is a school of thought in the tshuvas of the Divrei Yoel. The Divrei Yoel is the Satmar Rav, no? And Reb Chaim Kalman Gutman obviously quotes all of his tshuvas. He says that the Divrei Yoel has a mahalach, that every mitzvah has a mitzvah to get into the mitzvah. Am I mechuyev to put myself in a situation to where I could do a mitzvah? Or can I say, you know what? Okay, if I won't be in an opportunity to do a mitzvah, so I won't do it. The Chaya Adam in Klal Peches, he speaks about all these deal of Difas HaMitzvahs and stuff. The Chaya Adam has a suffix. Am I mechuyev? Let's say I don't own a shofar. But I know that 600 miles away, I could get a shofar. Am I mechuyev to travel for Rosh Hashanah to a town where there's a shofar, or can I stay in Shnippishuk and say, I don't have a shofar, and what's the big deal? I don't have a shofar, I'm anus. Am I mechuyev to put myself in this situation to do a mitzvah, no? So that's a huge discussion about Radifas HaMitzvos. The Acharonim speak about this in the context of the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein specifically, no? There was a fellow here in the Heights for many years. I don't think he lives here anymore, Berkowitz, yes. Right? And I think he moved out or something. Yeah, What?
He joined his wife in Brooklyn.
Yeah. So he used to always, you went there for a Shatness test, he'd encourage you to do Shiloh HaKeh, no?
Yes.
And it was like, are you supposed to put yourself in a situation like to try to do a mitzvah? Like there's a mitzvah out there, I want to do the mitzvah? Or I say, okay, if I could do it, I do it. If not, not. So, in this question, in general, the Chayei Adam has a suffix about whether I'm a chayiv to put myself in a situation where I have a shofar. The different Yoyal assumes that's a dover pashut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a mitzvah. That means God wants you to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. If I don't have a shofar, God wants me to get a shofar.
But there must be a shear, I mean, a limit.
So again, usually we assume that there, when it is done, there's a shear of 22 amos maybe. There's a shear by an esrog, how much money I should spend, right, for hiddur mitzvah, right, to spend up to a third for a mitzvah. Usually we assume that, in other words, if I'm going to spend, it's a machlokes harishonim about how you make the cheshvan of hiddur mitzvah, whether shlishmo gav or shlishmo bar, no? One esrig is $6. Next esrig is $9. Am I mechuyev? I only mechuyev $8. Right? Because one esrig, right? Okay. But that's hiddur mitzvah. How much money am I mechuyev to spend on mitzvahs in general? I'm not supposed to spend more than a fifth, right? More than a chomesh. That's what, here in Shulchan Aruch, in Huchasuk, in Tafresh, Nun Vav, you have all those dinim about how much money you spend on the mitzvah. Well, let's say I could go somewhere and it's not going to cost me that much money. I could walk to the next town. It'll take me a week, but I'm not working anyway. I could buy it. It's exertion. Am I mechayiv to put myself in a situation to do a mitzvah? You're right. Maybe we're not talking about the money. So the Chayei Adam has a suffix. Zuck the Divrei Yoel, he doesn't understand the suffix at all. Of course, you're mechayiv. God says, blow shofar. Do what you can. Blow shofar. It's like, he can't believe. He can't believe the suffix at all. He's assuming that the din of building a sukkah is the same type of concept. And really, what I'm doing Motzei Yom Kippur is a meridika thing. There's no mitzvah per se to build a sukkah. But I'm showing the Ribbono Shel Olam, God, you gave me a mitzvah called sukkah, and I'm going to strive to be in a situation where I can do your mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch, I'm such a wonderful Jew. Right? It's not a mitzvah per se, but the idea is that to go from a Yom HaKippur and then build a sukkah, what that shows is that I'm the type of Jew who really cares about God's mitzvahs. And I'm the type of Jew who's going to run and pursue and try to get in the mitzvah as much as I can.
But today you can go to a catered sukkah.
What?
I can go to
a catered sukkah. Correct. I could. And there's not. And there's nothing wrong.
Go to the
shul sukkah, right? Mount Sinai sukkah. Or you go to the Breyer Schlepper sukkah also, right? I think that's the official nusach. According to the Divrei Yoel, the reason why you build a sukkah after Yom HaKippur is not because building the sukkah per se is a mitzvah. It's similar to the Rambam. There's no mitzvah to build a sukkah. It's just a hechsher mitzvah. So, but I want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I care about his mitzvahs. That's his idea. Okay. I think it's elegant on a certain level. But we have a different tradition. We have a tradition that's not from the Satmar. And our tradition is that there is a mitzvah to actually build a sukkah. And this tradition comes from a Rashi in Makis and She'ultos, and there's some literature. So let's just learn some of the sources, and then we'll talk about the Avni Nezer's Chiddush, and then we'll retire. Okay?
Can
a goy build a sukkah? So the Gemara says, sukkah's gan bach. Right? A sukkah that's built by Goyim, by Noshim, by Borgen, and you just have like a sukkah that's built on its own, it's kosher technically. The only thing is, the Rashba writes that this Shem Shemayim is not chal on that sukkah. If I want my sukkah to have the Kedusha, the full Kedusha on the sukkah, the Gemara says, Chag HaSukkah's Tasamach, just like Shem Shemayim is chal on the carbon chagiga, it's also chal on the sukkah. So if I want the Shem Shemayim to be chal on the sukkah, what I have to do is, I have to have it built by a Jew. The nafkamina is muktzah. There's a din that the Atzei Sukkah you can't get Hana'ah from, no? It's probably a din d'orais of muksa of some sort. That you can't get Hana'ah from the Sukkah itself. If the Shem Shemaim is Chal on the Sukkah, so there's a Chumrah that I can't get Hana'ah from it. The Shem Shemaim is not Chal on the Sukkah, that Chumrah doesn't apply. What? You are definitely Yotzei in the Sukkah that's built by a guy, no? Definitely Yotzei. The only thing is, I remember Rabbi Hillowitz, Olav HaShalom, used to always go to the Mount Sinai Sukkah and lift up all the pieces of Schach in order to make sure that Shem Shemaim b'chal in the Sukkah. It's a very beautiful thing. A few years, I used to come and try to build the Sukkah. One of the problems living in the Heights is like some of my best memories getting into Yontif as a kid was with my father building the Sukkah. And when you're in the Heights and you don't have your own Sukkah, there is something that we're missing. I have to admit, I think the Reesers have a Sukkah.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about?
The Reeser family actually has a Sukkah, but most families in the Heights do not have their own Sukkah. I mean, I have a Sukkah that seats 300 people that's just for me.
The YU
Sukkah. I'm like the only one there. Hey, I guess I'm saying it on tape now, so maybe people will catch on. But, so So Lamaisa, the Gemara in Makkos says that Yotza ha Av Hamakkah es Beno v'Harav Hamakkah es Talmido, right? That in a situation when the father hits his son, etc., so there's going to be no Chiyuv Golos, no? Because you're doing a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to beat up your kid to make sure the kid learns, right? Every parent loves this mitzvah, every kid doesn't like it. What can we do? So we learn this from a pasuk of Kasher Yavos Re'eho Bayar Lachdov Eitzim or something. That's the pasuk by the Chi of Golos. So the Gemara says, just like Chativas Eitzim is a Rishos, so also when you injure someone, are they a Rishos? So frankly, how do we know that we're talking about Chativas Eitzim of Rishos? Maybe we're talking about Chativas Eitzim of Mitzvah. Who says we're talking about cutting down wood that's an option? Maybe it's talking about cutting down wood for a mitzvah. Am I who rabbanon the rava? Am I the mechativa seitzim derishos? Do mechativa seitzim de sukkah? Mechativa seitzim of the ma'aracha? And the Torah still says you go to galus. So my answer is no. Right? Then we're not talking about chativa seitzim of sukkah or chativa seitzim of the ma'aracha of the mizbeach because kevan de imotza chotav ein ocholtei vlav mitzvah. If I would have wood that's already cut down, I have no mitzvah to cut down the wood, so therefore there's no mitzvah. Right? In other words, there's no mitzvah to cut down wood for a sukkah, because if I have wood that's already cut, use it. No mitzvah to cut down wood for the sukkah. That's what the Gemara says. Zok to Rashi. Rashi comments, Ki lo mozo chatuva, eina chativa mitzvah, ela asiya sukkah. Rashi comments that cutting the wood is not the mitzvah. That's too, pardon the Yiddishism, far-fetched. Right, but the mitzvah is asiya sukkah. Rashi is a mitzvah to build a sukkah, and the She'iltos also says that there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. The mechayiv in Beis Yisrael lemebad metalta umesav b'shiva yomim. There's a chiyuv that the Jews have to build a sukkah and to sit in it for 7 days. D'chsev, chaga sukkas tasalucha shivas yamim, uksev sukkas teishvu shivas yamim. Right? In other words, there are two different psukim. One pasuk is basukkas teishvu, sit in the sukkah, meaning that's the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. The other pasuk says, chaga sukkas ta'aseh. And we have a drasha, ta'aseh, to make a sukkah. There's a din on sukkah, ta'aseh, v'lo min ha'asui. You have to make it. If you have to make it, zakt rashi, zakt the she'otas, is a mitzvah to build a sukkah. Ooh. Now, this idea there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah can also be seen from a few different gemaras, no? The gemara in Ksubis Peivav speaks about, everyone loves this halacha, makin osa shetetzei nafsho. If a guy says, I'm not going to do a mitzvah, so you know what you do? Beat him into shape, right? And one of the cases of a guy says, I'm not going to do a mitzvah, the guy says, lulav eini notel. I'm not taking a lulav. Okay, you beat him up. The guy says, sukkah eini oisa. Sukkah eini oisa. I'm not going to build a sukkah. What mitzvah is there to build a sukkah? No. Teretz says, Rashi holds there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. The Shulchan says there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. That's a pashas in the way. Now, that Gemara itself is not such a raya, Because you could say sukkah in the also. The guy says, I'm not going to build a sukkah. We know that means he's not going to sit in the sukkah, so we beat him up for not sitting in the sukkah, not for not building the sukkah. But the fact that the Gemara distinguishes between lulav eni notel, sukkah eni oseh, you get the impression that there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. And that's the sheet of Rashi. There's a mitzvah to build a sukkah.
It says chag. The subject of the sentence is not the sukkah, it's the chag.
So ein ha-sukkah nikrei al-shem ha-schach, Rashi writes in that phase in sukkah, that sukkah is the schach, that's the sukkah, right? So technically you could have, the walls are built already, and you just put the schach on, and that's the mitzvah.
No, I mean,
it
says Chag HaSukkos
Pasa. Right. So you could understand the pasuk. The Chag HaSukkos means we make yontiv, like in Yiddish. You macht yontiv.
Right.
You're making yontiv. But apparently, Rashi is taking it. The Chag HaSukkos Ta'asa means build a sukkah. Okay. Build a structure called a sukkah. Now, the Netziv in his Hamek Sha'olah, in his commentary on the She'otos, develops a theme based on this Rashi and that Gemara in Ksubis and this Gemara in the Dharan, that's all the same. That the theme is that it's not just about Sukkos. It's not because the Torah says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'asa, said that the Pasuk really means build a Sukkah. Zok l'Netziv, there's a concept called a Hechsher Mitzvah HaKosuv Bekra. You see, usually a Hechsher Mitzvah is a preparatory act to do the Mitzvah, but the Torah doesn't say anything about it. The Torah says, blow shofar. Now, obviously, to blow shofar, I need a shofar. To take a lulav, I need a lulav. Right? That's why B'nai Akiva's in business. But sometimes the Torah speaks about the Hechsher Mitzvah. The Torah tells me about that Hechsher Mitzvah. When the Torah tells me about the Hechsher Mitzvah, that's a Hechsher Mitzvah HaKosuv Bekra. Hechsher Mitzvah HaKosuv Bekra, Zok l'Netziv, has a special halacha, and we treat it like a full-fledged mitzvah. For example, Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin has a category called mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. Right? That it's better for me to do a mitzvah than the shaliach to do a mitzvah. Technically, I could get married with a shaliach, no? But mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. Right? Okay. It's better for you to do yourself then with the shaliach. Now, getting married itself might not be a mitzvah, no? The pruvu is the mitzvah, to have children. Getting married is a hechsher mitzvah. Again, it's a machlikas Rambam and Rosh. That's the way it's usually said. But it could be that marriage is a hechsher mitzvah. Yeah, but marriage is a hechsher mitzvah. That's in the Torah. The Torah says, ki yikach esh isha. Ah! Hechsher mitzvah kasa b'kra. So that's why there's a din of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. The other case, mitzvah yosef v'shlucho in the Gemara, is Rav Malach Shibuta. Rav would salt a particular fish for Kavod Shabbos. No? He did it himself. Usually, you'd assume a Talmud Chacham should be busy learning. Why is he hanging out in the kitchen? Why is he doing all the... Why is he doing these things? The answer is no, mitzvah yosef v'shlucho. He wants to do it himself. Now, Zok l'Netziv, I only say mitzvah yosef v'shlucho by Shabbos, by Hachana for Shabbos, because that's also Hechsher Mitzvah HaKosuv Bekra. Hechsher Mitzvah HaKosuv Bekra, the Torah says, V'hoya b'yom ha-shishi, v'hechinu es asher yavil. You have to prepare for Shabbos, not in 18 minutes. Right? You have to prepare for Shabbos before those 18 minutes, right? V'hechinu es asher yavil. You have to prepare for Shabbos. Hechsher Mitzvah HaKosuv Bekra, we say Mitzvah Bo, Yosei Mibishlucho. Other examples of Hechsher Mitzvah HaKosuv Bekra, making tzitzis. No? Torah says, Gedilim ta'aselecha. You should make tzitzis. You should make your own tzitzis if you can. Don't buy the tzitzis from the store that are ready made. Tie them yourself. It happens to be very relaxing also to tie your own tzitzis. No, it's a good airplane activity. but.
What is illegitimate children? Is one Yotze Peru?
Are you yotzei pru revu with a mamzer?
With a mamzer, with like a...
Is it a mitzvah bo b'aveira? The Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah aleph, discusses this. It's a long discussion with a yotzei pru revu with a
mamzer. If you adopt?
What?
Another off topic.
If you adopt a child, and we can't prove if you adopt a child. So in the first daf of Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ha'ezer, the Goyen Marsha, the Reb Shlomo Eger, quotes And the Chachma Shlomo, the Chachma Shlomo, Marshal quotes that what? That the Gemara says, Kol ha-megadel es ben chaveiro mal alav ha-kosef ki'ilu yilado. If I raise someone, the Torah considers it as if I bore him. So what does the ki'ilu mean? Does ki'ilu mean that it's mamish like a kima pruruvu with raising a child? Does ki'ilu like it's an approximation, it's not really the same? The Taz at the beginning of Hilchos Kibbut Av Ve'Im. Right, the Taz beginning of Hilchos Kibbut Av Ve'Im discusses what that ki'ilu is. All these ki'ilus, does ki'ilu mean it's really the same, or ki'ilu means it's an approximation? Right, that's the first Taz in Hilchos Kibbut Av Ve'Im, no? Right. That's a big discussion in the Achronim. My Mekayim Peruvu with artificial insemination. Right? Most of the Achronim assume that the Mitzvah Peruvu was the Hishtadlus to have children. It could be that the Gemara says that Nisabra Ba'ambati.
When is that accomplished?
What?
When do you check that box? You know, like at what age did you say?
I mean, there's a minimum share of a son and a daughter for Peruvu. You have to try to have children.
If you're saying now the mitzvah is defined by Hishtadlus, like until when? Until they're 13 and you say Baruch Shepetrani, or is it?
No, well, the mitzvah of... Actually, there's a fascinating Rabbi Yosef Engels related to Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yosef Engels says that the mitzvah of Peruvu is not only to have children, but to keep those children alive. Haraya, the Gemara says if you have children, Rachman Aslam, to die... So it could be that you lose your mitzvah per revu. So there's a mitzvah to keep your children alive. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef Engel has a chiddush that parents have to feed their kids. There's a mitzvah for you to feed your kid on Yom Kippur to keep the kid alive. Right? It's not, you're mekayim the mitzvah per revu by feeding your kid on Yom Kippur. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef Engel. You have to be a lambda to think in these terms. So what we have is the Netziv develops this idea that the mitzvah that there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah, and the mitzvah to build a sukkah is really a hechsher mitzvah kosa b'kra, which is treated like a full-fledged mitzvah. Because hechsher mitzvah kosa b'kra, therefore we say mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. Because it's hechsher mitzvah kosa b'kra, Yerushalmi writes that you make a bracha when you build a sukkah. Al asiya sukkah. The Bavli discusses maybe you should make a shachiyanu when you build the sukkah. Why? Because it's a heksher mitzvah kosa b'kra. There's a real significant act. That's why shachiyanu, right? That's why the bracha nasiya sukkah. Heksher mitzvah kosa b'kra is a real thing according to the Netziv. Ah, that's his yisod. The Avni Nezer goes a step further. The Avni Nezer says like this. Let's say a year like this year, Yom HaKippurim was on Wednesday, no? So that means after Wednesday you have a Thursday. Then you have a Friday. The Avni Nezer says, you're mechoyev to build your sukkah before Shabbos. Don't leave it till Sunday. Why? Because if you leave it to Sunday, you violate Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. There's an Isser to delay a mitzvah. Now, I'm not delaying the mitzvah if it's the same mitzvah today, tomorrow, the next day. But once Shabbos comes, there's a zman that I can't build my sukkah because it's Shabbos. So that's like a no man's land time. And then next week is like a new thing. Zakta Avnei Nezer, I'm mechuyev to build my sukkah before Shabbos. That's the chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, right here. This is a discussion between the Avnei Nezer and the tshuvas of the Chelkas Yoav. He writes to Reb Yoav, that's the Chokas Yoav, here. Here Balahashiv Amasha Darashti, Sheyan Shabbos Ben Tayim, Ben Yom HaKippurim Lechag HaSukkos, Muchu Yavin Lasa Sukkah Koidem HaShabbos, the Choshev Mavir Al HaMitzvahs. He says, the Chokas Yoav had a taina on what I said, that it's Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs if you build the Sukkah after Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is in between, and Kodem Shabbos and Achar Shabbos are Shnei Zmanim Chalukim. And when you go from one Zman to another Zman, you're in violation of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvahs. That's his argument. That's what the Avni Nezer says. And the Chokas Yoav doesn't like this. The Chokas Yoav says, you know, you don't get the impression from the Ramah that there's any difference between before Shas and after Shas. Ideally, you should build it right after Yom Kippur. But that might be just because you want to be involved in like showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you care about his mitzvahs. The Mehecha Tesi, anything is different before Shabbos and after Shabbos. And then the Chokas Yoav has a Taina and Oshei. Avni Nezer, you say that Shabbos is like a break because you can't build a sukkah on Shabbos. But the Gemara says that Ma'akeh is mitzvah esei shelo hazman grama. Kedushin lamedalad. Right? That Ma'akeh, to build the fence on your roof, that's a mitzvah that's not bound by time. So why is it not bound by time? I can't build a fence on Shabbos. The Teretz is that really the mitzvah is on Shabbos. There's a technical thing called Shabbos. You can't build it. Right? It's like an iser that prevents me. So the Chokas Yoav says, so who says Shabbos is an interruption? Maybe you can build your sukkah on Shabbos also. No? Oh. So then he argues that maybe the mitzvah of building a sukkah is different than the mitzvah of Makkah, right? That's what Avni Nezer argues. And then there's a discussion in this truth of the Avni Nezer. He says, once there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah myself, that's what he proves from the Rashi in Makos that we quoted. He also quotes in letter Yud Aleph over here, he quotes that there's a Zohar somewhere who says that there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. In Os Yud, he quotes from the Rashi Makis. In Os Yud Aleph, I think he quotes from the Zohar. Maybe I didn't quote it. I don't know. But the basic issue that he deals with also is that you shouldn't have a goy build the sukkah for you. Because it's a mitzvah. I can maybe be mekayim my mitzvah yidei shlichus. But with a goy, I can't get the mitzvah. So it's really an amazing thing. What emerges from this whole conversation is that there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah, according to the Avni Nezer. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that maybe we hold there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah, but we don't hold like the next chiddush of the Avni Nezer that you're mechayev to build it before Shabbos this year. I remember one year when Hurricane Gloria came, was it the same thing as this year, that like Yom Kippur was on a Wednesday? Because I remember building the sukkah the Sunday, right before, like right Erev Yontav, I think. I think first people had the sukkah up, then they took it down, then they rebuilt it. Does anyone remember Hurricane Gloria?
How many years ago was that?
85.
Before my time. Before.
I know I have gray hair, but like the basic yisod, I think, is very beautiful. What the Netziv is saying, there's a hechsher mitzvah kasa b'kra. I think that's a beautiful concept, which really means that anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the Torah, even in an oblique way, something that we're obligated to try to do. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has these words in the Torah, do it.
But you compared it to tzitzis, and it reminded me of also when you're making the matzahs.
Baking the matzahs also.
The shame mitzvahs matzahs, when you make tzitzis, you're supposed to say the shame mitzvahs.
So over there, by tzitzis and by matzahs, a din of lishma.
Right.
There's no din of lishma by a sukkah. Let's explain that for a second. We were over here a few minutes ago with the lulav and esrog outside, and the young woman who's selling the lulav and was like tying them up. So Rav Schechter is here. Rav Schechter's like, you know, it's very interesting. That's always the women who are tying up the lulav, and like the Magen Avraham says not to. So the Magen Avraham actually says not to. Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin Mem Hei Amid Beis says that a woman should not tie up a lulav. You see, the Gemara in Gittin Memhei has a drasha ukshartem ukasavtem, that only people who tie tefillin can rake tefillin. Since women don't tie tefillin, they're not mechayev to wear tefillin, obviously, so they can't rake tefillin. And a woman is psula from raking tefillin. That's the din. You can't have isoferet.
But you can check.
To check the tefillin, anyone can check, yeah. The computer can check, right? Right, the checking just to make sure that all the letters are there. But to write the tefillin, the woman is psula. Uksharatim uksaftim. So Rabbi Yonatan says, just like a woman is psula from writing tefillin, she also can't tie up the lulav. So Taisus jumps up and down and spits water nickels. He says, why can't she tie up the lulav? I don't understand. The Gemara says that a woman can build a sukkah. Sukkah's gan bach. Right? It might not be the chal shem shamayim, but a woman builds a sukkah, so the sukkah's a kosher sukkah. Why can't she tie up the lulav? So Rav Shechter has a shtickle Torah in his sefer. He quotes from the sefer Koheles Yankov. The Mishkanus Yankov has a sefer, the Koheles Yaakov, where the Koheles Yaakov writes that maybe what Rabbi Nutan means is that if I'm not betoras, I can't make lishma. I can't write tefillin, have to be written lishma. A woman who's not mechuyav to write tefillin can't make the tefillin lishma. According to one of the Tanoim, the lulav requires eged lishma. You have to tie the lulav l'shem lulav. A woman is not mechuyav in lulav, she can't make lishma. But sukkis, right? Sukkis is no din lishma. Right? If there's no din lishma, then the woman can build a sukkah. Right? And that's the answer to Taisa's kash in the Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Again, Rabbeinu Tam says a woman, right, is possible from doing eged lulav. Frak Taisus, what do you mean? But she can build a sukkah. The answer is that no, eged lulav she can't do because there's a din lishma by the lulav, at least according to Tan Reb Yehuda. But sukkah, there's no din that you have to build the sukkah lishma. It's machlokes beisham beis hillel. But we are beis hillel Jews. We pass this no din, you have to build the sukkah lishma. Yeah, that's what emerges. So that Rabbeinu Tam is a very, it's a collector's item, no? It's a collector's end. Rabbi Natan says that a woman should not tie the lulav. Magid Avraham Paskins like that, Rabbi Natan, even though according to this Cheshbon, the Rabbi Natan only makes sense in the town of Reb Yehuda that there's a din of Eged Lishma. We Paskin lulav ein sarach Eged, no? You Paskin, you don't have to bind it. Okay, that's a difficulty.
I understand the concept of not being a mitzvah by the building of the sukkah. I mean, the increment is sitting in the sukkah. As long as it's ready Sunday night,
but if you hold like this Hoshtikot Torah that there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah, right, which is a simple meaning of the Ramah, so that means when I should do a mitzvah at my first opportunity.
I could do it in May, Isn't there the issue?
But if the sukkah is always built, you have to, like you're saying, there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. Is that one time in your life, or is it annually?
Every year.
Because there isn't there
my last year's sukkah, I have to fix. I have to lift up the schach. Right? Again, I find this idea, there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah, a very interesting thing. And unfortunately, in Washington Heights, many of us, right, don't have this kiyam ha-mitzvah. But what you can do, especially if the super is the one who built the sukkah in your building, you should go and try to build the sukkah by lifting up the schach. Right? By lifting it up, putting it back down. That way, first of all, shem shamayim abichal on the sukkah, because a Jew did it. And that way also, maybe you're getting a chelik in the mitzvah of building the sukkah, which is a very good thing. We want to get mitzvahs. Okay, Chavra, thank you for listening, and we should have a good yontif.